Jeff and Linda, come on down. Let everybody see you if you're just tuning in for the first time. Linda Benio Hoppe and Jeffrey Hoppe.
Thank you, Dave.
And look at the man here.
Thank you, David. Thank you. Welcome, everyone. You know, it was an intense month, I think,
That's
for
an
everyone.
Understatement.
Understatement. Mm-hmm. But it was kind of fun after it's all done and
as
said.
As long as you weren't standing on top of the earthquake.
Well, that's true. But, you know, once a month we're able to gather together here at Coal Creek Canyon, Colorado, or for everybody listening in on the internet in this safe space we call the Crimson Circle, and we call Chambra. And no matter what's happened in our lives, no matter what's happened in the world around us, we have this couple of hours together. And you know, it just kind of keeps on throughout the month. But right now, we have a few hours to just take a deep breath, relax, really more than anything to know that we're not crazy, or at least if we are,
it doesn't matter.
We have good company, it doesn't matter. And to realize that we really, you know, once we're kind of calmed down and relaxed, we really realize things are pretty simple, unless we want to make them complex. And secondly, we really kind of do know what's going on. I think everybody here has had good intuitive feelings, but then, you know, our doubts get in the way, and they say, well, I don't know if that's really happening. No, it's really happening. It's amazing.
I realized I'm not losing my mind, and I'm not going crazy. I'm just not paying attention.
Somebody write that down, please. I want to go back to this later. It's like, duh. But anyway, here we are once again. It's April 2nd, 2011. I'm really shocked that David McMaster didn't point out the significance of this date. It's
correct.
A 4-2-2-2. I mean, just like, what? I don't know, it doesn't mean anything, but it's like... But I'm surprised you didn't grasp the opportunity. And just imagine the dates coming up like 11-11-11. Yeah, and 12-12-12. And we have to plan some...
How does that matter?
Well, we have to plan some parties, if nothing else.
Oh, I mean, that's how it matters.
Not?
Now you got it.
And we have 4-13-2011, which is 4-4-4.
Fourth, well, yeah. and then in May is, no, there's not a number in May.
A great show going to be on that day.
A great show is going to be on that day.
Is
a
this
show
the Potentials?
On Awakening
Jeffrey,
Zone?
Yes, with Jeffrey and Linda Hoppe.
And we're going to be your guests on Awakening Zone. I'm
New
looking
potentials.
Forward to it. We're going to be doing it from California, from San Diego. We are going
Hopefully
to rock.
Hopefully it'll sit still.
Right.
I don't want it to rock.
We
want
you know,
it to just sit still.
Don't tell anybody.
Wait till we leave.
We've kind of had an interesting track record already this year. February, Egypt got canceled because of the changing energies there. The trip is back on, but that was a hectic month. And then we were in Kauai this last month. We had just gotten there, as a matter of fact. A lot of other Chambra had just gotten in from around the world. And, you know, they'd gotten into the hotel 8, 9 o'clock at night, 10:30. The hotel evacuated because of the tsunami. And, you know, I don't know about you, but
Which included us.
Yeah, I mean, they like, get everything, get the hell out. I don't know about anybody here, but I've never had tsunami training. Tornado training when we were kids. Nuclear attack training, you know, grab your ass and get ready.
Jeff. We've slept in the car together before.
But tsunami training I've never had, so we packed a few things, and, you know, the Boy Scout in me came out when I heard we were evacuating.
Boy Scout? Let's talk. Hyper. Get focused, Linda.
Virgo Boy Scout. It's really a bad combination.
It's like, you're doing enough for both of us.
Take charge. Command the energies. I tried to be calm. Charity, you were there.
You weren't in the car with me, honey.
I would have to say it was calmly very intense. In other words, and it was like grab.
How was that?
I just calmly, you know, to the group. We also, We had a couple other Chambro with us, Kathleen Hawes from Salt Lake City.
We adopted a pagan.
We grabbed somebody from the lobby, a young girl, totally by herself. Her eyes were that big. She didn't know what to do, so come with us. So it's like grab things you need for the night, protein bars, water, pillows, and a blanket, and cell phone.
And Linda.
And Linda. They were evacuating to the local high school. Now, you know, it just didn't sound right. Local high school, thousands of people.
Screaming children.
The stress energy of all those people put together, and it's like, nah. And I had this intuitive hit. Let's go up to the Hindu temple, because it's higher than the high school. It's at about 1,500 feet. I figured we'd be
pretty
safe.
Your math is so good.
And we drove up there, and we tried to sleep in the parking lot. And Linda and I actually, you know, we've been married a long time. We've been dating since we were 17.
Seniors in high school.
We hadn't been in the back of a car for about 35 years or so. And, you know, I realized I'm not as limber as I used to be. Ow, God damn, move over. Yeah. Don't breathe on me. It's like, oh, it's hot in here. You know, and then Linda reminded me that, you know, I used to do it a lot. I used to be a lot better. No, I did not. Don't even think that way because there were mosquitoes, you know, and it was really hot. And Linda had gone to the store that day and bought 80 straw mats for the attendees so they could sleep on the beach. Well, we didn't have time in
grass
the evacuation
mats.
To get these grass mats out. You can imagine damp grass mats in the car. Oh, my God. And anyway, the car next to us with Kathleen, with Charity, with a girl we picked up and along the way. So, no, our car was not rocking other than when I was, oh, geez, nobody really slept, and it was...
And, you know, Jeff is very clear and calculating in a way, Virgo-y, and he said, Hindu temple, kind of high up, in this area where it's safe and kind of residential, and boy, would those Hindu monks look like shit if they tried to throw us out.
But there's a tsunami. I don't care. Go back down there. You're not Hindu. We've heard about you. So, anyway, it was quite a night, and it was memorable. And then somewhere along the line, the tsunami came through about 3:30 in the morning, and of course I'm laying in the back of the car, kind of fetal position, and trying to like, well, what do you expect when a tsunami hits? Is there a noise? So I'm listening. Is there a shaking? So I'm trying to feel. There was nothing other than it was a perfectly calm, beautiful night. We were watching the stars. And the weird part was the civil warning sirens were going off all night long. It was very surreal, very, very weird. It was about, I think, about 4 in the morning. This young girl, 21 or 22, from Minneapolis.
She was a stranger. I didn't know her.
Finally said, oh, by the way, who are you guys? What are you doing here?
Wrong
and
question.
You know, Charity started to tell her about Chambra. Uh-huh, right. Started telling her about this group called Chambra. Her eyes got really wide. You could see she was thinking, how do I get out of here? But it worked out fine. Anyway, what a month. What a month. And, you know, the interesting thing is, if you stop for a moment.
All of it.
Oh, the whole month, yeah. If you stop for a moment, these were outer things going on. They really were. I mean, we get caught up in them. We feel them. But if you stop for a moment, was there really a lot of inner turmoil? I don't want to know. Other than when we get caught in that outer drama, was there really a lot of inner turmoil?
No, it was a cool month. You can't feel it.
You can feel it, yeah.
And there were times where I had to kind of get focused because you really could feel it. And
yeah.
There were a lot of really affected people.
Well, and we were holding the mystery school in Kauai, and you know when an energy like a tsunami comes through, and it doesn't just go away. The 10 minutes later, that energy was present with us in that school mm-hmm. for the next 2 weeks, really.
Well, and the water did, in fact, raise up almost 2 meters.
Yeah.
So there actually was a huge surge. It just turns out that on Kauai, it wasn't enough to do anything real devastating, that the beaches and the difference in the elevation, it was okay, but it would have taken many more inches, and it really would have created some very widespread flooding on the coastal area.
So it's been an interesting month so far with our events, and just to let you know, we'll be in Del Mar later this week, if any, Del Mar, California. Could
Don't
be interesting.
No more.
Okay. So let's see, we have a lot to cover today, so we should probably get into it. And
we have a special guest today. I just can't resist going out of turn and introducing her. And she brought a friend with her, too. Hello, Lauren. Would you say hello to everybody and introduce your friend?
Hi, my name's Lauren, and this is my friend Skywalker.
What's your friend's name?
Skywalker.
Do you see Skywalker here?
Wow, that is cool.
Welcome, Lauren.
It's
Lauren's
battery.
First meeting.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We're going to do a quick battery change. And Joe, if you could just advance the slide one or maybe two.
It was Lauren's first meeting. Isn't that super?
Good to have you here, Lauren. Good. So, countdown slide.
Ah.
Yeah.
You've been busy.
Yeah.
He's been at his computer.
Oh, the last couple of days doing slides.
Oh, my
slides
goodness. And he's
getting ready.
And kind of growling and then ha-ha.
Well, I actually like doing them, but it's a lot of focus. And Gene and I have both been at the computers putting together slides and videos today for your entertainment and amusement. So let's start by talking about who's here today. I know we have quite a few guests, and if you could advance it one more.
And I'm not sure who's checked in, so I'll just quickly go through the list.
Okay.
We have Charity here from Australia. Hi, Charity.
Hi, Charity.
Is Helen Gard here? Hello,
Hi, Helen.
Helen.
How are you?
Glad you could be here.
And where are you from?
I'm from Modesto, California.
Modesto. Great.
And she's
Good
here with
place.
Her daughter.
Oh, okay. Oh, great.
Very sweet. Glad to be here. Nice to meet you.
Do you think your mom would have ever taken you to a metaphysical, spiritual meeting or vice versa?
If she didn't know it was.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Ah,
well, thank
lovely.
You. Congratulations.
Lovely. Let's see. Jennifer from Watertown, Mass. Are you here, Jennifer? No. Okay, no. How about Christian from Newton, Mass? No. Okay, well, we have Patty Severance, but she's almost moved back here. So is this the last time?
All right,
time?
Patty.
Is this the last time we introduce you as an out-of-town guest? Aren't you moving back? You're back.
You're back
Woo!
Here?
Yeah.
Wow, incredible. Thank you, Joe. Welcome back. Did you miss Colorado? I mean, did you miss all of us?
That's two separate questions, Jeff.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's good to have you back. It was so strange when you left a couple of years ago.
We missed you.
Not left, but you know.
Glad you're back.
So good to have you back. And I think
this is Jennifer. Yes.
Yes.
And Christian.
Hi, Jennifer
and
Christian.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts. Welcome.
Welcome.
And there's plenty of seats up here. You want to make sure to sit on the end of the aisle when you're here. Best
nah,
seats
they've
in
tuned
the house.
In before. They know better. and there are several seats right up in this area. And I believe that gets everybody from out of town unless there's somebody not registered. Oh, you're not registered. And what in your name?
Sigal from Israel. Sigal? Yeah, from Israel.
Sigal from Israel.
Thank
Welcome.
You for being here.
Do you want to just
Glad
stand
you're here.
Up and
Thank
say
you.
Hi? Thank you.
Thanks.
And remember, all of you
we
people,
have some more?
And I'm not quite done.
Oh.
Just remember, when you see the new people, be nice to them and reach out to them. They promise to not touch your chocolate if you're nice to them. Okay. And who else?
That's. We have a friend from Rifle, Colorado. Her name is Linda Jinks.
Hi,
Linda.
Good to see you.
Glad you could join us. And who else? Yes.
Hi, Roberta. How are
Hi,
you?
Hi, Roberta. I see some other new faces, but they're not admitting it.
How many are here for the first time? First time? You can raise a high.
Welcome.
You notice how you couldn't get a seat in the middle? You had to sit down.
Welcome. Glad you could join us.
Okay. So next. I forgot what's next on the list. Oh,
you
yeah. What next
it.
Is to mention Kathy once again. I really like that song, Kathy. When
that
did
was
you
really lovely.
Create that?
Oh,
it was beautiful.
That was nice.
So it's not a CD yet?
No.
No. Okay. It was beautiful.
Thank you.
Glad to have you back. Always. And then you're going to play again at the end of the day.
I'm going to play a rainbow song because you like rainbows.
Yes. Good. Good. I do.
Ooh.
I do.
Ooh.
Okay. Well, thank you for being here. Okay. Oh, let's talk for a moment about Japan. I think everyone realizes they were struck with a very, very big earthquake last month, and there's still a lot of devastation. There's a lot of chaos and turmoil. And
oh, we're learning a lot about nuclear power from them.
Absolutely. And energy in general is, you know, it's interesting, the simple metaphors. It was such a thing about shifting and about energies.
Losing control. We have control.
A lot of wonderful, beautiful chambra in Japan. A couple of them actually were registered for the mystery school. Two of them actually came during the midst of all of this. It took them days and days to get out of Japan, but they finally made it.
Kinko didn't make it. We know she's safe. We've talked to several other Shamba friends, including Kuniaki and Megan. We've heard from them. So we know that the ones that we were aware of and were close to appear to be okay.
It's really a time during a situation like this for all of us to take a deep breath and to feel into really what's happening, but also to feel into the people of Japan, to feel into what they're going through, and to send our blessings, and not sorrow, but actually our blessings.
Compassion.
And I think for so many, particularly Shambra, just to know that they're in our thoughts and on our mind and in our feelings is so important. During a situation like this, it can be very, very easy to feel alone. But when they know we're here right now, we have been ever since the earthquake, and we have them in our compassion, we have them in our hearts. And again, not sorrow, but letting them know that we're connected. I think that gives them really good energy, gives them motivation and insight, and really allows them to get through a difficult time. If you could imagine in Japan right now, the consciousness, a lot of the consciousness I'm sure is feeling sorrow, feeling like things have really been affected. But I think a lot of the consciousness, knowing the Japanese people, knowing that they'll work together, they'll group together, and they'll rebuild, perhaps in a way, actually, I feel in a way, that will be a model for the rest of the world. It's amazing, in spite of all the troubles that they've gone through, there hasn't been any real level of things like looting or taking advantage or anything else.
They're so truly famous for honoring each other and creating a safe space and a space that doesn't infringe on the person next to you or around you, that it truly is a reflection of their willingness to feel each other and to make each one feel safe.
We got this map from one of our Japanese shambra from Kinko, and she just wanted to kind of point out that where the stress levels were here, the fact that Tokyo is there, she put on the map that she's here. But as David said, the all of Japan moved. I mean, not just a little bit, but significantly. And a lot of energy went out with that, a lot of releasing in the tsunami, in the waves of consciousness that came after. And I think actually we can all tap into that, waves of releasing a lot of old things. Adama's talked a little bit about the earthquake while we were at the mystery school. We will release that. We'll put it in text form, that portion of the mystery school. But I think you already know what he said because you've all been thinking it. It was about releasing some very, very old energies. It's not about Japan karma or Japanese people doing anything wrong. These are very, very old energies that released from the earth. And as I already mentioned, it's about really taking a look at energy. Real energy, fuel energy in our lives, and understanding that the old energy ways with fossil fuel, even with nuclear energy, and I say that like I'm from
Wisconsin.
The Midwest, yeah, nuclear. Or like George Bush from Texas. Nuclear.
I'm sorry. You know, Dr. Doug is usually listening in, and I can feel him go, ugh, every time we say
nuclear.
It wrong.
Yeah. Nuclear. And I think it's really causing all of us to take a look at energy. As Adama said, as we all know, it's not even things like wind energy or solar. Those are interim. But I think we're really on the eve of an energy breakthrough in this world.
And a potential meltdown, literally, figuratively, meltdown.
Yeah, but I think it's bringing to our awareness the potential for meltdown. But I think more than anything, it's causing a focus to be put on energy in
Absolutely.
Every way.
Absolutely.
And what are we? We're all dealing with energies, new energies, old energies, changing energies. So if you take a deep breath, and look into the potential of energy for this world. Connect with those who are in Japan, particularly the Japanese Shambro, who are really keeping energy moving there right now.
So Adonis made reference even to that it's related to Gaia and the releasing of energies, and no coincidence, and it's in a very grand way.
Yeah. So good. Well, it was
amazing. Our energy in every way.
In every way. Last month was Shoud 8, Kihak.
You didn't call it Shit Fuck Dam.
No, I did not. I didn't watch. We have a video, a recap of last month, so we're going to ask if we could turn the lights down. I don't know if you remember much about the...
That's why they're here.
The channel, yeah. So we're going to play this. It's a video recap, actually produced by Gene Tender. So let's see what Adamas had to say last month. One more.
Why couldn't I create what I wanted? I thought I knew what I wanted, but could never seem to make it happen.
You did create what you wanted, not what you thought you wanted.
Yes. Yes. You did create what you wanted. It's just not what you thought you wanted. Brilliant answer. Brilliant answer. And she forgot to check my pockets today. See how easy creation is. So why can't you create what you want? Well, you are creating. Next question is, how do you begin to understand what you want? I'm going to ask you to feel into this word. It's a Lemurian word. This doesn't really make a difference, but the origins are the word hak means spirit in action. Spirit in experience, hak. The other word, ki, means, and this is not necessarily the way the whole word is spelled, but ki means energy in action. This means, put together, ki hak is about really understanding how to attract energy. And that's really about what creatorship ultimately is. It's about understanding how to attract energy. This is consciousness. You are consciousness. Even your physical body. You attract energy to you all the time. You're doing it right now, but you're not conscious of it. And that causes a lot of confusion because it's happening. You are creating your reality, but where is it being created from? That's the question. That's the big question of the day. Where is it being created from? Let's explore, because it's coming from multiple places. is not very potent. It's not very powerful. You can sit here right now and have a thought, a mind thought, and say that you want something. Think of a relationship. Some of you are looking for that. I want a relationship. I'm thinking of a relationship. I'm seeing a relationship. That has a little bit of potency. A lot more potent than the mind thought. What is at work in most everybody's life? That's how their reality is being created, from emotion drama. Emotion is the mind's cheap attempt, artificial attempt, to feel. Emotions attract energy. Drama, which are emotions in high gear, really attract energy. That is when you really start getting into your real feelings. A lot of you have been feeling them lately. That inner knowingness. And a true heart can only come from in here. Drama, emotion, energies, and false consciousness, mind thought. And I can intermingle with everybody else's. But true heart comes from right here. And this true heart, as you know from having a few cathartic breakthrough experiences, has huge amounts of energy to it. It attracts huge amounts of energy. It is your core. It is your essence. But the question is, how do you get in touch with it? What is it? Where is it? Does it understand your human needs? How do you quantify it? Does it talk to you? Do you talk to it? But your body of consciousness, your true consciousness, can bring in energies that you couldn't even fathom right now. Bring in anything to do anything. It is the concept of Kihak, which is absolute freedom. Freedom to create, freedom to bring in the energies without having to effort anything. The other thing that enters into this that confuses it is human needs. So how do you handle human needs that are sucking up a lot of the energy, that are keeping the true heart, the real passion, from creating? When you make a conscious choice, that attracts a lot of energy. Because it's conscious and it's a choice. And suddenly it takes priority, takes precedence over human needs. Suddenly it's your hopefully your true heart desire. You make a choice, that starts energy moving. But the human needs are still in there, nibbling away. Taking away from that, keeping real creatorship from conscious creatorship from working. Energy that's out there is very literal. It's very simple. Energy is really dumb, actually. It really is. There's no intelligence in energy. There is no subtlety, and boom, it's like that. It is simplistically responsive. And if you believe in lack, it will just, it's there. It doesn't care. It has no agenda. It is there to serve you. The question is, do you know, I go back to my old question, do you know what you want? Do you know from where you're attracting, calling up the energies? And the answer is no. So, the question is how to get into contact with it, how to get beyond the mind, how to get beyond the emotions and the drama, how to understand what you really want to create.
Thank you.
I wanted to mention another guest we forgot.
Yes.
Maggie Hofgarten and Peggy Anson.
Yeah.
They're like family, so I forgot them.
Actually, not. I'm sorry. From the
Grand Junction.
Grand Junction. Yeah. Yeah. Nearly here. So, and thank you, Gene, for putting together that video. Good job. You know, it raises the question we've had with the staff, is it better to do the video recaps like this, or when we do the slides with Linda reading,
the
me commenting?
Nice.
I like the video.
The video's nice.
Yeah. Sorry, Gene, you're elected. I guess they both take about the same amount of work ultimately.
Debatable.
But at least the video we can put on YouTube, so that's a good thing.
You were doing that for YouTube anyway, so why be redundant?
Exactly. So let's take a look at, actually that should be March events, that's right. Do you have trouble remembering the day, the month, the year? How old I am? Once in a while, somebody, you know, at the government office, and what's your age? I don't know, you know.
That's grounds for you know what.
I know, but
so
it's
just
like,
say, I just don't pay attention.
Truly, I feel...
I forgot to pay attention.
I feel like I'm about 40. When I look in the mirror, it says something But, you know, I mean, I can't remember. And then... When it, you know, you have to fill out those things, computer forms or whatever, what year were you born? Shit, I got to go way down there. Scroll way, way down. And then it really is scary because they don't have many years below mine. What happens? I mean, do you cease to be recognized at that point?
My Barbie doll is 45 years old.
I know. That makes me feel better. She looks good for her age. You know? Not bad. You never took the Barbie out of the box. I mean, she's still in the original
case. She has her original swimsuit, and the one that's more valuable is the Skipper, because she's in the original swimsuit and shoes.
Wow. Do you have a Ken? Ken doll?
No.
No? No? No. Anyway.
He was a wimp.
March, we were in Kauai, as we mentioned, an amazing group of Chambra, about 80 of us total from, I think it was 17 countries. I mean, from
is
all
that
over.
Amazing? And
some of the folks here today were there with us. Raise your hand if you're on the Kauai Mystery School. Yeah, yeah.
Woo-hoo!
Still,
yes.
David, I admire you. You got dressed up in your Hawaii wear, or you never changed? You never changed.
I tried to talk Jeff into doing that, and he said, Damas does not think that's the right dress for today.
Yeah, actually, Linda wanted to get, you know, our Hawaiian shirts and that, and it was tempting, and Damas is like, and my show? I don't think so.
Hell.
So, yeah. So anyway, we prepared a video recap of the Hawaii adventure. So if we get the lights once again. And
it's a special place every time.
Yeah, and let's try to close that door this time so we're not getting the light through. All right, sit back, relax, grab your popcorn or the person next to you, and
here we go.
We'll get into the video, I think. Yeah, here we go.
Video City.
And a lot of these shots were taken by Dave Schemmel.
Something's bothering you. Simply, I tell you what to do. You got to believe.
You got to believe.
And you will surely find. You better believe.
You better believe.
It's sure to ease your mind. Come on, believe.
I wanna believe.
There's something up above. Yes, there's something.
Was there something?
That something is love. Believe in something.
Was there something?
That something is love. Simply. I'm making you a bet.
You bet.
Simply, when trouble comes your way.
Comes your way.
Simply, remember what I say. You got to believe.
Believe.
And you will surely find. You better believe.
Believe.
It's sure to ease your mind. Come on.
Believe.
There's something up above. Yes, there's something.
What's that?
drag, and you drag, drag, drag. You got to believe,
you got to believe
in
always feel how special Kauai is, can't you?
Oh, it was so much fun, and what a great group of people. We do morning sessions, as you saw on the slides, with Adamus. In the afternoon, we'd go out to the beach or out whale watching. Now, the day we went out whale watching...
It was a good day.
It was the roughest day. There had been some storms.
Puking and, fun.
Oh, my God. Literally...
You think I'm kidding?
The swells were... 30 to 40 feet. If you can imagine, 1 minute you're at the bottom, all you can see is water all around. The next minute you're way up at the top. And
it's a catamaran. Ooh. It's not a ship. It's a catamaran.
We had some folks who will never be out on one of those again. I'm not going to mention any names here, but...
There were some very green-looking people.
It was an experience, you
just
know.
Just like her puppet.
Right. Very green. But, you know, after you've been on it, you go out there, even if you didn't feel that good, at the end you're like, oh, yes, I did it. It was interesting because I think that morning or the day before, Adamus has said, you know, we got all these stuck energies. You're reconnecting to Earth, to everything in a new way. We're going to shake up some energies here. If you were on one of those boats, you got shaken off, like, for good. It was a blast. We went to the Hindu monastery one day. Beautiful place. They took us on a tour and very open to our group. We went to a luau with the whole group. You probably saw Hannibal up on stage. We got him up there in front. There was like 500 civilians there, and they were. So we had a blast with our own Hannibal up there, and then of course, Sartre got up. Sartre, I saw you in the slide. You were up there doing the hula. And
yeah,
that little girl was looking over you. It's like, what the? Do you mind? Would you show us how you did that?
Never a dull moment with Sartre.
So anyway, it was beautiful. It was.
It was kind of, you know, it's always fun to be there because it always is that way where we can be and have a sense of community because we have several days, we get to interact, be silly, we sort of take over the hotel, and we're...
Eat together, drink together, pray together, or, well, ceremony, breathe together.
It's always a good time.
Mm. Eat, drink, breathe, I love it. So, okay, that was...
Kauai.
Yeah. If I could get the control back. So let's take a quick look at upcoming events, see what we have in store.
Somebody said we should quit calling it upcoming events and workshops. We should call it upcoming experiences.
I'm going to change that. Upcoming experiences. So we actually have quite a few that... isn't that great?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know... get all this and a channel. So Next weekend in Del Mar, California, which is San Diego area, beautiful, warm weather, lush. It should be amazing. We're going to have the Going Beyond the Mind 3-day workshop where we're going to be talking about mental imbalance, you know, what causes it. Adamus gives some very good new energy methods, I guess you would call them, for normal people who are going through mental imbalance, also spiritual mental imbalance. And I hear he's going to take us out of our minds, literally. So it should be an experience.
If anybody would know, it might be you.
Yeah. So that's next weekend. We still have plenty of space.
We have plenty of space. It'll be intimate. It happens to be the very same place that we birthed SES.
The very same room where we birthed SES. And we've been there a number of other times. Also want to mention that Dr. Doug Davies will be there. Yep. Leslie Havim will be there to helping moderate. Charity, I know you're coming over for that. So it's a small group. So if you don't want to be in a regular group with hundreds of people, this is the place. So immediately after that, syncretized teacher training. We have quite a few people that are going to be trained as a syncretized teacher. So if you've taken SES, I believe, and there's a few other requirements.
It's so easy to go on the website and
get the details there.
But it'll be in California,
in
and
Del
Mar. We're excited about it. And there are a number of people from this group sitting right here that are going to be there, including
Absolutely.
David. David's going to be at Mental Imbalance.
That's right. David, we're doing your show from out there.
Yeah, and Patty's going to be there. Is
oh,
anybody
good.
Else here that's going to be at the syncretized teacher?
Well, why don't we just get a bus and take everybody there?
Yeah, that's the ticket.
May is a busy, busy month. We go to the Helsinki area, back to Finland, which we love the group there. We're doing
a
2-day Beyond the Mind. This is going to be different than the mental imbalance that we're doing in San Diego. Adamus has already been chatting with me about it, a different setup.
Shocking.
But a 2-day in Finland, hosted by Jarno, Irma, and Anna. I'm not going to say a lot of foreign last names because I always get them wrong.
And it's a beautiful time to be up in that part of the world. Of course, the days will be very long, so bring your sleeping mask.
It'll stay light until, 11 o'clock or
11:30? Yeah, and then it gets light again
at
1 o'clock.
Yeah. Well, you get a lot done.
Oh, yeah.
And from there, a hop, skip, and a jump over to Norway, kind of outside, about an hour outside of Oslo. We're going to do Adamus' New Energy Mystery School.
Constantly evolving.
Constantly evolving. Yeah. You know, if you go to one mystery school, I would say 80 to maybe 90% of the content of the other mystery schools, if you go to, are going to be different. Very, very little repetition.
Well, it's interesting because that's not our assessment. It's what when people come back to do more mystery school, they tell us that. So that's how we know it's true.
So this is sponsored by Inga and Marianne.
Do you remember what your channel?
No, not usually. I do for a little bit, and then it kind of fades away. But hosted by Inga and Mariana, and also there for live music with Gerhard Fankhauser and Anat Gilboa. So it'd be good working with them again. We haven't seen them since last summer in Salzburg. Yeah. And then from there over to a one-day.
Our first time.
Anxiety-ridden one day in Poland.
Jeff
only because
has been whining about this already.
Already. I'm already complaining.
Already.
Adamus wants to do the Angels and Aliens channel, the much anticipated, and he specified in Poland.
Oh,
we have some great hosts there.
He's going to ruin the angel thing for me. I can feel that already.
With Vim and Lydia, and we also have Gerhard and Anat doing music. But he wants to talk about... He wants to talk about aliens, and you know, you kind of know what he already has to say. He's not real popular with some metaphysical magazines I won't mention or some other things that really focus on aliens. So he's going to get into detail and about angel wars that actually take place or have taken place here on Earth.
So I have to throw
it's going to be
angel pins?
It's going to be really intense, and normally we're going to have to find a time to connect to do some breathing. So anyway, that will be a product coming out of that, I think. But I'm a little anxious about it. So let's move on and talk about the next thing.
Oh, it'll be fabulous.
And by the way,
it'll be such a new awakening. We'll all be so excited.
I have to mention with Finland, Norway, and Poland. Susie, about half sold out, maybe more.
Warsaw's
Warsaw, Poland's almost sold out. About the others are half. So if you're interested in going, please don't delay. June, we're back here to the U.S., to Sedona. And we're going to be working with Lee Carroll, who's amazing,
Yeah, they invited Adamus. What were they thinking?
No, they invited Kuthumi.
Well, they uninvited Adamus, but I wasn't going to
They
that
uninvited
much
Adamus. And then Lee said, well, we'll do a special R-rated evening thing with Adamus channel. And Adamus
and
will.
He only heard the shit word. He didn't even hear about the other,
stuff. Words, yeah.
Wait till he hears about last month.
Lee, Pepper Lewis, Peggy DeBrow, Dr. Todd Ovakaitis, Robert Coxon, a whole lineup of some amazing people. So it's not too far away. Just drive or fly down to Sedona. It's going to be a good event. Right after that, we're doing a 1.5-day workshop with Adamus, Commanding Energies to Serve You, or whatever he happens to change the title to. Once in a while, he does that. He'll, you know, he will get in the moment.
It's your fault.
I'm not going to cover that.
It's your fault.
So it'll be right in Sedona.
He says he does it just to keep you distracted.
I know. He does. After that, July is off to Sydney, Australia, to actually Manly Beach for Adamus Mystery
Manly
School.
Beach.
Manly. It was named because Captain Cook saw some of the indigenous, and he said, they look very manly. Of course, this is coming from an English guy. They look very manly.
Oh, you're going to get bad
emails.
Well,
they wore frilly stuff back then.
Oh, they're going to give you bad emails.
They wore frilly, weird stuff back then.
You're going to get emails.
They look very manly. Yeah, I'm going to get some emails,
yeah.
I know. But
you got to watch
and
it.
Half of my family's English, so...
Oh, that's your excuse?
Yes, yeah.
Good
but
for
we
you.
Haven't been to Australia in a couple of years, so I'm looking
that's
forward
right.
to going back. So we'll be there.
It's a delightful
July
place.
22nd through the 24th. It's winter in Australia, but it doesn't right. get that cold there. Well, is it going to be raining?
A little bit, not too much.
A little bit, good. We're going to be right on the coast, right on the water.
What floor should we be on, a low floor or a high floor?
Yeah, high. Depends. Do you worry about fires or do you worry about earthquakes and tsunamis?
I try not to worry about any of it.
Good. That's the way to be.
Right answer?
All right, way to be. August, it's over to Munich, Germany for Advanced Sexual Energy School, coordinated by Wolfgang von Rohr. And just a quick note on that. Susie sent out the notice yesterday to the CC Angels. They always get a 3-day priority. We have to limit it to 100 people, and before it's even gone public, Susie, how many do we have?
There are 53
already signed
up
since yesterday.
If you're interested, don't delay.
Since yesterday. So either become a CC Angel or hop on the internet. When will it open to the public?
April
4th. What time? How about at 4 in the morning?
Don't put that much pressure
on
Susie.
April 4th. Well, I'd like to announce a time. So it's already over half sold out. We just put it up yesterday.
I predicted that.
When did you post it yesterday? What time? Bonnie, when did you send it out?
5:30.
Okay, let's make it 5 o'clock in the evening. It would be 17 hours.
I'm getting tense just listening to this.
On April 4th, which is Monday.
What it really means is when you're ready, you do want to follow through. And it won't be the only time we do it.
No.
But this is the first, it's the first one, the birthing of it.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting because that was kind of Tobias's thing with SES, and now we're going to do advanced. I don't know.
You are required to have taken SES already.
Absolutely.
You have to have taken the basic.
Yeah. Because otherwise you really wouldn't understand. So that's going to be great. And the day after that, I hope I got my dates right. I think that's right. Is a 1-day Adamus Body of Consciousness. That's going to be experiential. He's going to talk and lecture, but it's really for those who want to take a very full, intense day to integrate into your body of consciousness.
I'm excited about it.
And Susie, how are we doing on signups for that? We have room for 100, I think, 120. And how many already have? 50? Have already registered.
But it hasn't been released. Only the angels got noticed so far.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's why I'm mentioning it. Wow.
Okay. Well,
okay.
And those are, again, we it's a bigger event, but we are trying to be very clear about safe spaces and keeping it, you know, the events like that somewhat smaller so that people feel connected to it.
Sometimes people say, well, why don't you just get a bigger meeting room and have more people? But we know there's kind of a maximum threshold kind of, and it's, you can work with 100 people, it's a different kind of energy, and still connect. You get like 150 or 200, it loses kind of the
intimacy,
the dynamics. Yeah. Anyway, on to September is the midsummer, it's actually autumn, but we're going to call it Midsummer New Energy Conference.
It's midsummer somewhere.
It's somewhere in Santa Fe, back in Santa Fe, this time at the Hilton, right on the plaza. And actually, the day before, it is where they burn the guy, not the real guy, you know, the statue. What is that called? Burning Man is dead.
That's,
no, Burning
that's Man. Nevada. That's Harley.
Zozobra.
Yeah.
Zozobra. So that's where they burn a guy.
If you want to experience, really experience the Southwest and New Mexico, that is the event. We have never been able to actually do that event where we could find a way to make it feasible to do it right off the square there. We are right on the original square there.
And so people come in from all over the world and just fascinated by the open lands, by the kind of the Indian the native feeling, the shopping, the food.
It's
there.
It's warm and beautiful and really, really a spectacular place.
Artwork. So if you haven't been there, it's a great place. And Chambra loves to party. So we have arranged for having a good time. These are just some background
that's
slides.
That's the burning. That's burning
Zozobra. Yeah. And that's just a wood or paper.
That's not a
chair.
Real person.
Yeah, please. Yeah. So we have a great lineup.
I wondered for a second when I just quick saw it before.
We have a great lineup of speakers and presenters. Jim Self, are you aware of him? Jim is great. He was on the radio with him last week. He's really, really good. Sandra Engerman, who brings in a lot of the shaman energies. Dee Wallace, of course, played the mom in E.T. and now does a lot of spiritual work. Wolfing von Rohr. Most of you know Linda Benyo, Lee Harris, Chandler, Garrett, me, Norma Delaney, music by Jimmy Statler, and we have some others we're not even mentioning right now, but we have a full
we're
lineup.
We're working it.
We have about maybe 80 or 90 spaces left, so if you're interested in attending, don't delay. It's always a sellout, and this year in Santa Fe, it's going to be amazing. So it's the
warm days, cool nights.
Oh, I can't wait to get back down there and be on the square. Yeah, and we have a nice meeting room, nice ballroom.
The food is excellent, and you can, you know, if you go out to, you know, and want to be out, you can drink and walk home and not worry about driving or transportation. It's all self-contained.
I'll go back. Okay, then coming up in October, off to Chartres. Yeah, what?
It's that, French. You can't say it.
I know. It's like
I can't do either.
Charters and Karnak in October for a 7-day tour. It's coordinated by Wolfing von Rohr. Of course, Linda and I are going to be there. We just announced that this last week. And
with
Susie,
the Angels.
How many do we have left? Okay, about half sold out for right now.
It's only one coach. We can't exceed that number. So if you're interested, when it has that opened up, or is that still Angels?
It's just opened. Okay. So if you're interested in going, it's always a lot of fun traveling together with a group of Chambra. We're going to do wine tasting, formally and informally, and traveling around France. So that's in October, and we're almost done with the year, I think. Oh, yeah. October is the European trip right after the France tour.
European what?
For the new book that's coming out. It'll be interesting to see. I think it's going to be out this month, actually.
Is it?
Yeah, this month or next month, yep. So we'll be in a variety of different cities. Most of them are
just whirlwind.
Anywhere from 2 hours to 4 hours, other than in Zurich will be a 2-day event, I believe.
That's right.
And finally,
and there's more information on the website.
Oh, and I didn't put a slide in here, but Egypt in November—that's already sold out, I believe. Are there any seats left, Susie?
I'm sorry,
Okay. We had a few cancellations from our original trip in February. We had a waiting list, so Susie's working on that. So, busy year. Oh.
The New Egypt.
Yeah, and there's one other thing, but I'm not going to mention it right now because we don't have the details put because I'm thinking to myself out loud. So let's talk about Awakening Zone. You know, Gerhard Funkhauser did that music,
yes,
and
we know that.
It's great, yeah. So just a real quick update on Awakening Zone. It's we have a new host coming online this month, Denise from Turkey. It'll be our first
Turkish
language show, which is a woman from Turkey doing a show about consciousness
and there
spirituality.
Are a lot of Turkish Shambra, actually.
A lot of Turkish
There's
Shambra.
A Crimson Circle Turkish website. Facebook website.
Yeah. So Denise's show starts April 27th. So for everyone in Turkey, you now have an Awakening Zone show.
And thanks to Fazi for always helping us get all that information
Absolutely.
Out. She runs the Turkish website, and she does almost all the translation. And so we're excited that she's helping get the word out.
And we have some new guests coming on. We
Welcome,
don't have
Denise.
Hard dates yet on the new guests.
Oh,
but
all kinds.
South America, Norway, you're working on a couple others.
Dutch.
Poland.
Polish,
yeah,
Spanish, and Australia.
Yeah, Italy, Australia, so a lot. So
yeah.
Really what we're doing, we've got a good core.
And if we forgot you, please don't take it personal.
Well, we've got a good core of English and German language shows. Now we're kind of expanding, putting in other countries. And it's really, as David mentioned, or somebody mentioned before, you know, this is our... We just finished 3 months of operations, and we exceeded 50,000 listeners in the month of March. I mean, it is, and you know, it is all of ours. And I think that's really important to understand. All of our consciousness is in it, in the framework for it, in each and every show. So we all have something to be really proud of.
Please feel free to share that and tell other people about it. That's, you know, it's word of mouth. It's wonderful. Send them the links. We would love it if you would share it with other people.
Yeah.
It's a good way to taste new energy without actually having to drink.
Yeah, exactly. And we have some great guests. This is just a sampling of guests this month. James Redfield, Danian Brinkley, Lee Carroll, Jim Self, Michelle Waitdove, Sheila Gillette, Daphne Kingma, and many, many more. We probably have 50 guests coming up this month. David McMaster is one of the hosts on the Awakening Zone. You've got a show with Linda and I coming up.
New Potentials.
New Potential show. And
Marie Garrett, Breathing Around the
You
World.
Can tune in just about any time and catch a show, or you can go to the archives, listen live, or download. So it's what a creation.
Thanks to Joe Rumbelow, too.
Yeah, yeah. Joe, if you're listening in, absolutely. He's been working with the staff, who's been working hard and getting this thing going. So it's exciting. Okay. Whoa.
Oh, need man boobs.
Yeah.
Ooh.
So if you aren't listening, tune in, because it's not just the words. There's an energy on the Awakening Zone. So I love that shot. What? You aren't listening? So
I'm just not paying attention.
Absolutely. So it's time now for Shambra News. We have a couple of things to talk about, and then we're going to be, we're about right on time, because we are going to be webcasting the Adamus channel on the Awakening Zone as well as on the Crimson Circle. So a couple of quick things.
Go for it.
And, you know, there's a new product called Reorder. Linda and I actually recorded this at home last Sunday because Linda said, Adamus, I want some answers about what's going on. And everybody else does too. I don't want just platitudinal, airy-fairy stuff. I want solid information and solid answers about what's going on right now. So she drugged me away from the desk, sat me down, wired me up, and said, go. And after a lot of breathing, Adamus brought in this message that it was so difficult to explain. I sat for 3 days in front of my computer.
You got to hear it.
I could not put it into writing. I could not describe it because everything seemed so lame. It did. What I was writing just didn't.
Description Bonnie, sounded lame. That's what
my
you meant.
Description was lame.
Not this.
No. This was profound. Bonnie, you listened to it, and what would you? What do you say?
You know, you can't ask Bonnie a question like that without running a mic tour.
I was really impressed. It meant more to me than anything else I've ever heard, honestly, because it pulled all the pieces together for me. Yeah. I loved it.
Yeah, and it's hard to describe, but Adamus talks about, I can't even remember.
That's the thing of it. It's so hard to describe it. You have to experience it.
Yeah, and he talks about how we're connected into various things like gravity, polarity, duality, how we're connected into ourselves. And basically, he's saying all those are changing. Your connections, therefore, are changing. And it's one of those, you got to listen to it.
He offered a lot of clarity that we have a feeling and a sense of what we're agreeing to, but sometimes lack clarity. And I really liked it because it sort of offered more clarity and perspective to it that I really, really was wanting and I'm grateful for. And I've been having a better week ever since.
Yeah. And
seriously. Well, sometimes that clarity really makes it a little easier to keep walking through and participating in what we're all doing. We volunteered to do it, but to get more information to support what we're agreeing to do, I found really empowering and helpful.
I would say this is like a really good tool that you actually don't really need to then go out and practice. Mm-mm. It's just you listen to it and you go, God, that makes so much sense. And
I found myself being nicer to you because of it.
I loved it. Why don't you listen again every day, every night? It's like, after the channel, Linda and I actually sat and talked about it for a while, which we usually never do. But it was so insightful, and it wasn't just out in some other strata. Mm-hmm. It was right here. So I can't keep saying enough about it. This is a great product that's available now as a digital download. We have a limited number of copies here today.
Hard copies,
or you can download it from the internet. It is an hour and 30 minutes, and there's a PDF with a text transcript. So particularly if English is not your primary or your first language, having the text transcript is really helpful for a lot of people. So it's called Reorder Your Reality. It's a good one. It's a keeper. So
it's really been one of my favorites.
Quick mention.
And I'll say this. He's very focused, and anybody that has listened to it almost always says because he's so focused, he's right there in the room. It has a very personal feel to it. And that's what I found really, really engaging was I felt that anybody that listens to it gets that personal feel.
So the question is the guy getting zapped or is the guy dancing?
It's Elvis.
Dancing.
It's Elvis.
Yeah. No, it's not Elvis.
Sure it is.
Jackson. Yeah.
Doesn't have the hair. Wrong hair.
He's dancing like, yes, new energy. Okay, real quick mention. Check out Crimson Circle on YouTube. Gene Tinder has put together these amazing videos. We've had over 260,000 views on the different videos that were done. Check it out at The Crimson Circle. Is that spaces separating a gene, or is it all one word? The Crimson Circle. There's also the Crimson Circle fraternity, I think. YouTube.com/Crimson Circle. There's some great videos up there, and appreciate Eugene putting those together every month. Yeah.
And if you just go to YouTube and just type in Crimson Circle, they'll come up, won't they?
There's some rock bands called the Crimson Circle, and there's a fraternity and other things, which is okay. But if you want our Crimson Circle, you type in the Crimson Circle. Speaking of social media, you can find Crimson Circle on Facebook, and you can find Awakening Zone on Facebook. Just click that little like button. Fortunately, there's not a don't like, just click the little like button. You'll automatically be updated on things that we're putting on Facebook. And for both Awakening Zone and Crimson Circle. Okay. Oh, quick mention.
Oh, always excited to remind you that if you would like to feel in and experience some of the most basic and core things that we all feel, it's our advanced studies. And it's taught by certified teachers all over the world. And these are the basic classes. There's Dreamwalker Birth, Death, Ascension. And by the way, Dreamwalker Life is coming.
New Dreamwalker Life as a result of Kauai.
Yeah, he birthed it right there.
Yeah.
Okay, and then there's Aspectology, Syncretize, and Sexual Energies. And we have some really incredibly good teachers. And if there's not a class actually being in your area, you can contact Lindsay Yogi, and she can actually help try to put you together with a teacher that might come to your area and actually do a class. So we invite you, if you want to know more, you want to have a more clear experience, to go ahead and check into Crimson Circle Advanced Studies. There are a lot of teachers sitting here even today. If you're a certified Crimson Circle Advanced Studies teacher and happen to be in the room, would you raise your hand? Ah, lovely.
Quite a few. Cool.
Yeah. So please check into that. Go to the Crimson Circle website and hit Advanced Studies. We're really proud. Teachers all over the world. Almost 300 teachers.
Yes.
Might even be 300 by now.
300 teachers with almost 550 certifications, because some teachers are certified for multiple things. So that's pretty impressive.
We're really proud of them.
Okay, moving on to, call it what it is kind of like, kind of towards the end here. You know, we didn't have a regular launch pad this month, but, you know, Linda and I are always keeping our eyes on new material, and doesn't have to just come from Chambra. There's a new book out from Hay House that we thought you might be interested in taking a look at. So if we get the lights down, I'd like to just play
the timing of this is just
brief
impeccable.
Little video clip. Yeah, I just got it the other day, and so I thought
we'd
play it for everybody here. Call It What It is not the name of the book, but we're going to see here right now. And this is real.
And action.
Oh, yes. Hi, I'm John C. Parkin, and I'm here to talk about my book.
Sorry, John. Here we go again, everybody. In 3, 2, 1.
Hi, I'm John C. Parkin, and I'm here to talk about my book.
So, everybody, reset. In 3, 2, 1.
Hi. I'm John C. Fuck it. Look, I did a video to explain the idea. Why don't we just show the freaking video? Yeah?
The world is in a pretty terrible state. Things are getting very bad indeed. Nobody on this earth is immune. There's only one thing for it. Say, fuck it. Easy, relax, let go. That's what we've been doing for thousands of years. Even when things are pretty shitty, we say fuck it and relax. It's our way. A way to find peace, whatever's happening in a crappy world. A spiritual way.
I've been practicing and studying Eastern philosophy and spirituality for about 20 years, and I realized that something I was saying, yes, fuck it, was actually doing a similar thing to many of those things I'd learned, i.e., when I said fuck it to something that was bugging me, that was causing me pain, I was relaxing, I was letting go, I was releasing tension, I was going with the flow, I was releasing attachment. And these are all Eastern spiritual ideas. The great thing was, though, that it didn't require any mystical teaching, any long meditation practice, any chanting, or any praying, or any eating beans. It just required saying the simple phrase, fuck it, and that was doing the trick. So I started teaching this idea, fuck it, as a spiritual way at our retreat centre in Italy, The Hill That Breathes. I've taken something that's there right in the heart of our modern culture, this profane phrase, and it allows people to relax into the very stresses and strains of this modern culture that we live in. So it's worked for me, it's working for thousands of people around the world, and I hope it works for you. If not, fuck it. Go back to chanting and eating beans. Thank you. Fuck!
Can you believe that?
Actually, when we played this for some of the staff earlier today, we didn't tell them. It's a real book by Hay House, and they thought it was just a joke or a spoof. It's like, no. This is a real book, and how timely.
How timely.
How timely.
You know, it's funny because I never could explain to anybody why I found that word so much fun. And in a sense...
And it took me 30 years of trying to get her not to say it. Now she has spiritual permission.
But there is something about the word. It is a release word. Absolutely. When you say it, there is a release of energy, a release of tension, and it is saying,
now, I can't tell you how many emails we've gotten since Adamus has come in, and, you know, he just uses a few words once in a while. You know, I mean, he doesn't make a regular practice, but when he wanted to explain Macchio, there's really only a few words that properly explain it. And last month, he got the group here going with a few cussing words. And then Linda and I get the emails. It was so refreshing to see this book come out. And not just from some offbeat publisher, but from a Hay House. And it's basically, it's an attitude. And it's just like, it doesn't have to be negative. It's like, it doesn't matter.
It is an expression of it doesn't matter, actually.
It doesn't matter, said with a little bit more zip to it. So so anyway, it is out and it's available from Hay House. So I can't wait to read it.
Lauren, don't say it.
Yeah. yeah, ever in her life. Special thanks before we go on the break to all the Crimson Circle angels.
Thank you so
you
much.
You truly make it possible for us to do things like these webcasts, like the Awakening Zone, like all the free material on Crimson Circle. If it wasn't for the Crimson Circle angels subscribing every month, you know, working with us, helping the company
financially.
It directly
affects our ability to create and allows us to do big things, and you are part of that, and we thank you so much for that.
Absolutely. And to the Crimson Circle teachers that Linda already mentioned, but all around the world. Probably right now, as we're talking, there's anywhere from 20 to 30 classes going on right now somewhere in the world.
And they do it because invariably they experienced the material and said, I want to share that with others.
And to our workshop hosts who really work hard to put these together, behind the scenes, organizing, coordinating, working with Susie and with Linda.
Takes a lot of energy, and we realize that.
Yeah. And to the international translators and the international website hosts who spend countless hours every month transcribing the materials so that it can get out in a very beautiful and timely way on 23 international websites around the world.
Again, they do it quietly. They do it usually from a true place, from a heart place, and we really, really thank them. They've made this an international, a very international thing.
And finally, global. I don't have them on the slide, but to the Awakening Zone hosts, somebody asked the other day, it kind of hit me kind of funny, but they said, do they have to pay to have a program on Awakening Zone? It's like, no, we don't charge them, of course, and they give tremendous amount of time. So to all the hosts on Awakening Zone who are doing this from their hearts. So it takes a village, and also to our incredible...
It takes a world.
To the incredible staff who comes in every month, sets this up.
Oh, that's the village, yeah.
Runs all the equipment, makes sure that... these things go as smoothly and as professionally as they do. So a big thanks to the staff. Woo! Ow!
And a huge thanks to our listener audience.
Absolutely.
Listening in, becoming a part of this energy, making this a global event. And especially to our local audience who is willing to put themselves in Adamus's way.
So we are exactly, I think we're in 30 seconds ahead of schedule. We're going to take a 30-minute break, actually 25 minutes. 25 minutes, we'll come back, get in our chairs, and get ready to go on to the awakening zone. So enjoy.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you
see you in 25.
Much.